in your back. They're enslaving you, my dear people. They're making you enslaved to your circumstances of being born on planet Earth. And I assure you, you won't have the happiness until it all works out according to the standards of the earth. And you won't have peace until everything is in place according to the standards of the earth. If you're looking for peace as a Christian, and you're using human standards of the earth, you can forget it. This is so important. You can forget it. If you are a Christian, and you want inner peace, and you're using the thinking of the earth, forget it. Or just keep searching and keep being enslaved. And there will always be people ready to take your money and a book or whatever, telling you, oh, how horrible things are for you. As far as planet Earth is concerned, they'll always be there. And they might not be con artists, they may be very sincere. But you'll always be enslaved. Until you wake up one day and realize, why am I trying to eat oats with my horse? I'm not a horse. Why am I sticking my head in this little bucket to eat these oats? And when I try to eat them, I'm not happy. I get them stuck all of my teeth in my mouth, and I'm not satisfied. And this is miserable. And you look at the horse and you say, well, there it is. I'm not a horse. I'm a people. Now, babbling, I understand, but I hope you're getting the point. I'm trying all these ways to find happiness, and I'm using all the standards of the earth, and I'm using all the standards of my first birth, and I'm really trying. I'm living by the law. I'm moral. I'm learning, I'm emoting, I'm serving, I'm doing all these things, but that peace isn't there and that happiness isn't there. Well, take a look, people, but that's not where you're from. You're from above. You've got to go somewhere else for your happiness while you're functioning here. The astronauts got lots of things to do. Take the samples, look at the rocks, explore the soil, but they're not from there. We got things we have to do. We have to go to work, function, but we got to always have that helmet on, because they're not from here. This isn't our happiness, people. This isn't our peace. It's not from here. It's from a whole other realm. It's from where I really am. I can't breathe the air here on the moon. I can't breathe this air. Something's wrong with me. No, God, no. There's nothing wrong with you. There must be something wrong with me. I can't breathe the air on the moon. I'm inadequate. I'm weak. Something's wrong here. No! You're not designed to breathe the air on the moon. You're from somewhere else. Don't let people tell you you're inadequate and you're not this and you're not that. And they're using the scales and the standards of the earth. You're not supposed to. It's one of those things that could wake you up. I'm not from here. I need to go put on this helmet. And the moment I put on this helmet, that oxygen starts flowing through. Life. I can just breathe it. Yes, God. That's what you and I are in the Spirit. I'm going to walk in the Spirit. I've got to live in the Spirit. I've got to function in the Spirit. Now, I want to say a word about another group of people that are endangered. That's in the area of the